Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Braves lose last night. That's not so great. They're still in good shape. 8.5 game lead in the division. Still very much looks like the playoffs obviously are going to happen. Mm-hmm. Everything we do is with an eye on the playoffs right now. And that's why when I see Julio Teheran pitch the way that he pitched last night.
Damn, Julio.
I don't think I can have Julio Teheran in my playoff rotation. I don't think that
I can. I don't think he's going to be in there. And we've always been sketchy because I remember myself saying, oh, you know Julio's going to get him a start. But that's usually comes after he does something well. But I don't think he's going to be in there. I think if Folty has one more good outer, it's just going to be those four. It's going to be those four.
And I understand that Julio Teheran has been consistent, especially since his first like 7 or 8 starts of the year. If you take out his first, I think it was 7 starts of the year. Since then, he's got a sub-3 ERA. He's going, 5 2/3, 6 innings or so per start. My two problems with Julio Teheran are this. Number one, he walks too many guys.
Yes.
Number two, what's the best-case Julio Teheran scenario? You know what I mean? If Julio Teheran is starting a game, I'm going back and looking through his last month or two of starts. Like, his best starts are, 6 innings pitched, 3 walks, doesn't give up any runs, but he kind of labors through it and strikes out 3 guys. Like, a best-case Julio Teheran start is kind of a laboring 6 innings.
Right.
What's a best-case Mike Foltynewicz start?
Probably
10 strikeouts.
10 strikeouts, maybe.
7 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of dominates. Now, worst-case scenario Mike Foltynewicz is worse than worst-case scenario Julio Teheran. But we're talking about, higher ceiling, lower floor, that kind of thing, when it comes to that fourth starter. Because to me, my three are Keuchel and Soroka and Fried, and then I've got Folty at 4, and Julio Teheran's a long reliever in the bullpen.
That's fine, and I can live with that. I mean, because right now, when I look at this Braves rotation and what's going to be the possibilities in the playoffs, Andy, ain't nobody else out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you going to go get?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is – I mean, we can say – we can go back and forth about how would you pitch them as far as the order, but it's going to be those guys. It's going to be those 4 guys. It's going to be Folty. It's going to be Fried. It's going to be Dallas Keuchel. It's going to be Mike Soroka. That's the Braves. That's our 4 right there, no matter what. Now, the only one out there that you can say anything about is probably Teheran, but he's not going to be in there, so there are 4. And I don't know how the order is going to go, but we got him.
And you got to remember, last year, Brian Snitker chose to not use Julio Teheran as a starter in the playoffs either. Used him in a relief role, I think, in game 4 against the Dodgers. So he had a really nice August and September last year at the end of the season, too, and Brian Snitker chose to go with Anibal Sanchez in game 2.
Right.
Folty went in game 1 and game 4. I think Sean Newcomb went in game 3 for the Braves last year.
Yeah, it was.
I think that's the way that the rotation broke down. So the other thing is, if and maybe he's a long relief, like we said, and maybe not. Like, maybe Julio Teheran doesn't have a role on the playoff. I mean, you'd have to think they'd keep him case.
Would we miss him?
If everything went well, no.
Okay.
Like,
but then again, Snitker likes Josh Tomlin in that long relief role, as you like to tell me. The day he gave up 10 hits, and he talking about some, he's worth his weight in gold.
Yeah, he's worth his weight in gold.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Tarnished or good. Whatever.
Maybe you should try to buy some gold from.
But get a good price. But there we go. What if God forbid that you have to get into a long relief situation? You got to take a guy out in the second inning.
Now, here's the answer to that. Right. I would trust Julio Teheran in a long relief situation more than I would trust Josh Tomlin.
I'm with you.
But I think that Snitker loves Josh Tomlin.
He's worth his weight in gold.
But beyond the joking about that, you're right. But he really does like him a lot. Every chance – Joe Patrick will tell you. Joe, every time he talks about Josh Tomlin, he's glowing. Just glowingly talks about
dude.
It. It's his guy.
My dude.
It's his guy. Loves
him. All right, man.
What about Cakes? Cakes is coming back this weekend.
Oh, yeah, man.
Can Cakes do enough to earn a starting spot in the playoff lineup?
He's already earned it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.